וידבר השם אל מוישה אחרי מויש שני בני אהרן בקרבוסם לפני השם ויומוסו. זה אינטרסנט, let's go down, איזה ספר סדרי תיירה, אני לחויס, אני יודע חלק בייס. He brings down why the two kids of Aaron died. He said because the names were Nodov ve'Avihu. Nodov was on Shem Aminodov, was the Shver of Aaron HaKohen. And Avihu was on Shem his father. And because he was Magdim to call a name for the father-in-law before his father, so it was a bizoyan for the father. So these kids died. They stayed in the Sidrei Torah. First, I think that with Ashkenazim, what we give to the wife's side first, yeah? First, it's not at the first, who said it's the right thing to do? Yeah, but even that we do that, first with Ashkenazim, we do it after they're dead. We never give it before they're dead. Acha Moise is a whole different shayla from Kovet, from Koidem Moise. But it's found in Taka, they give it. But it's more chiluki. But this is what he speaks about, that the first name has to be for the father and then the father. So what I was saying is my kids asked me once, okay, so Nodav has to die, why Avihu has to die? Nodav is a bizayin. Yeah, but the answer is very poshut. Without Avihu after it, maybe there's a reason he's not calling for his father. So that's not even bizayin. The bizayin for the father was when the second one is Avihu, both of them became bizayin. Lo yitzu nishgiven Avihu nishgiven Nodav. Chisaron. So I heard once from my brother, the Mashgiach, Chevron, he said, Givaldi Kipshat. So the kids died. It was called the father. It's brought down that the chet from Nodav Avihu is that they bought Eish Zoro. They bought Eish Zoro. Even though we know that there's a din, Meikar Eish has to come Ashomayim. But they bought Eish Zoro. So it's what that was upset, the chet that they bought Eish Zoro. The chet that they bought Eish Zoro was Be'etzem, what was the chait of Aaron HaKohen that he called Nodav before Avihu? The yesod of the chait was that a person, they say Alamol, a person, you know, as parents you can't choose, kids you can't choose, Edims you could choose. Sometimes it's very hard, but you could choose them. Kids, you know, you can't choose them. A person has a father. It's not something that he did. The father-in-law is what he created, what he got to in life, what he came to in life. So Aaron felt, that to be Magdim, the father-in-law, that is really be'etzem the ikar, it's my avoido. Then is Mashirusha loy be'avoisov. The chet of Bnei Aaron was the same shoyrish. They felt that Einechanami is Eish me'ashomayim, but it's more important to bring Eish b'fnei atzmoy, kivyochu, what we bought from unzere avoido. So, what the oimik of the Sidrei Torah means, it's not time because Aaron gave the change, so the names died. That b'shoyrish nishmosom, Aaron was matbia to them, that is a music that my avoide that I did myself has a bigger mokoim from what I got from avoisai, and b'shoyrish that caused them to come to the same chet of magdim eish zoro to bring your own fire before what the ribbono shel olam was mitzaveh to bring. But mikol mokoim, so lemaisa v'idaber Hashem. That they bought Eish Zoro. So it's brought down, Chaim HaKodesh brings, it says in the Medrash, בו אדם בנחל קדומים, במדרש. אי אוף שומע מייס נודו ואביהו, אומר לזויס יחרד ליבי. זה פוסק עם אי אוף, לזויס יחרד ליבי. What is לזויס? זוג דמדרש, he heard מייס נודו ואביהו. So he says פשט, so Balabatish, the Pshat, is before the Chidah. Eov said, listen, what will everyone learn about the Basra? Eov is saying the whole time, Ich bin a tzaddik, Ich bin a tzaddik. Nodov ha-aviyu, the G'day le-ador. Bekrov ha-yakodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, you know, I taught. Now I realize that they're bigger from us. And even they had a chet. So Eov said, oh, when he saw that Nodov ha-aviyu could die, so he had a pachat. But the Chido says, that the Medrash says another reason why Bnei Aaron died. Moshe ve'Aaron v'halchim baderech v'nodov v'aviyu achreyem. Omar nodov l'aviyu mosa yomusu shnei askenim alolu v'ani v'ato nanigi l'sadoy. And we'll be the manigim. For sure, chas v'shalom, it doesn't mean that they meant that they want the covet. It means that they had a different mahalach. Said, well, we understand. Kilo, you know, Moshe had was all the chet ha-meraglim. Things were going sour in the midbar. We just didn't make it. Every time we failed. Every time we failed. 40 years, you know. You read the Torah. Hashem took Zal Mitzrayim, and every time we fail, and everyone dies. So don't get a second chance. So then Kiv Yochel said, you know, we have a mahalach that we will do it. But it was a tviya on them. So because of that, they died. So the Chido, Nodov said it. But Aviyu nish gizokt. The Torah says, but he didn't make a mechor. Zokt, Ioiv, now Aicha, Shloisha, Hoyu, Bo, Yisra, Eitzo, Paroi, Yisroi, and Bilom, Yisroi, ve, Paroi. Paroi, Sheyoatz, and Bilam Sheyoatz was killed. Yisroi Sheborach Ola Legdula. Eiv Sheshosak was Kabel Yisurim. So Eiv said, if Aviyu died because he didn't make a mechor, now I understand why I'm getting the punishment that I was quite, as Ezok Dechido and Sefer Nachal Kedumim. That when he saw that Aviyu got punished, and the pasuk means down by Yemer Hashem and Moshe Daber Laar in Ochicho Val Yover Bechol Eisel Hakodesh Mebeis La Paroiches Epnei Hakapoiches Bezeis Yover Yar in Hakodesh Ksoines Bad Kodesh Shil Bad Michnes Bad Yol Besori Bavnei Bad Yachgo Velo Kach Shnei Seirim Vehemidom Fnei Hashem Menosan Aron Ashle Asirim Gorol Is Goyre Lechot La Hashem Vegoyre Lechot La Azazah. So Reb Shimon Raphael Hirsch, he had a sefer, his sefer was really to mechanech all of the generations. He says a givaldik kevot. I will explain it to you with a mushel in this building. But he says a givaldik kevot. He said, you come to Beis Hamikdash, you see shnei seirim. Chazal say, shovim b'mare u'b'koyma. Now we, all the sheep, look the same. Like when they go, all the Jewish people look the same. But every sheep has a face, and you have to find two seirim that looked exactly the same. As Reb Shimon Raphael Hirsch, she has like a long shtickle, it's beautiful to see. He says, you come into Beis Hamikdash, you see these two seirim standing near each other, look the same, they're looking at each other. One of them they say La Hashem, one they say La Azazel. They're looking at each other, they don't know what is happening. The Seir La Azazel picks it in his eyes. And he sees that the Seir La Hashem was taken and was cut off. He says, lucky me. Lucky me, I'm safe. Okay, he's waiting. Who knows what it'll be? No, take him out of Beis Hamikdash. He's going free. He's going to a trip to the Caribs, Switzerland, for the end of this month. Yeah? He's Givaldik. He's going in the mountains. He's already tapping the mountain, the Alps, skiing. He's so happy. His mom is standing near the top of his place. He's the happiest singer. And then he gets a push. And everything is over. Zokta de zelbe zach in der Welt. It's two people, he says. There's Lashon. Ha'echot derech ha'teire. Ha'echot derech ta'anugis. Derech ha'teire. Sometimes it's pas ba'melach. Derech ha'lumayim. Ha'mesura tishne. Va'al ha'oretz tishan. The first person. Lashem. That is the goal. The other person, his life is good. No one is touching him. No one is killing him. He sees all the fruit people are killed, suffer, greasy. His life is good. He's in the mountain. But it's the end is Azaz. And we learned the last two psukim, you know, Yibnei Chutz La'aretz. In America, it's Parshas Tazriah Metzoyot. So it says there, V'hinei l'ko ha'nega is einoi. Rashi says, it didn't become darker. Tomei. So, the Shaila is why it says Enes. It's brought down from the Ari HaKodesh. That the word Nega, if you read it backwards, it's Oynek. Nega, Oynek. Negoim is Oynek. Why? You get a Nega, you don't speak Lashonah. Emotional, today we don't have Negoim. Because we're better people or bad people? We became better or became bad? We became better. No, we became bad. So why are we not have Negoim? The Talis of Negoim is only for the princes. Only for the very choshev yidden as a system, if they speak lashon hara, they get bad, they go out and they become clean. We don't have it today. We come up to the shemaim nebach. The nega is oinik. V'hinu lehofach hanega is einoi. First, sometimes you put him in the closet for 2 days, for 2 weeks. If hofach einoi means he changed the ayin to start oinik instead of nega, oinik. So you will do tshuva. So for sure, like the Ari, the pasuk means loyafach es eino. He didn't become darker. The reason the Torah written in such a lashon, that is the yisoid nigebati. Well, the same yisoid, the Amiroim put the money in the walls. When Klal Yisrael spoke lashon hara and Eretz Yisrael, so for 40 years they were hiding it. When you do tshuva, you get a nega in the house. You do tshuva, so then they take off the stones and you find the matmah. The nega is bad, so to find the matmah. So the batim before him with the goyim hide it. You have to find yourself. That is your soil of the goyim. Nega is oyne. I remember when I decided to open a yeshiva, I was looking for a place. Looked in Ramot. At the size of the place that I was there with some of the besmedosh. You see soon some of you didn't see in this place. Yeah. Well, maybe two times this room was the besmedosh. Another room, two times, dining room, fell through. Another building, fell through. Third building, fell through. I already went to the dinner, and I didn't have a place even for the yeshiva yet. The other place fell through. So in the plane, on the way back, I said, I'm coming out for 24 hours, what's the sign? So I said, Hashem wants something. I said, it's Mekabal. I said, no, I think I know what he wants. It's Mekabal the Kabbalah. Came to Eretz Yisrael, I came to this place. I already saw it a couple of times, but 12 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, the guy said, you want this whole building? It was never opened. It's never used, this building. All these tables were wrapped in plastics. Well, you should already yeshiva. It was a company city, you see. I don't know if it's another building, another Spanish language in the whole world. We'll see it. So Shat, for a month, I was mamish upset, but every place had almost signed with me and canceled. Why I can't find a place? Why? So it's so hard, I'm asking to pray. Why no one can rent me a place? And every time was like a modern excuse. The guy was signed, the contract was ready. And other than that, in the end, this is cheaper for me from all the other places. So I saw all the other places. I saw all the other options. So sometimes in life is a nega. And then it's a nega. So it says, I'm sure you can hear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was miyased b'yoyim ha-kipurim. There were two seirim in the Beis HaMikdosh that Klal Yisrael will realize. Klal Yisrael will realize. It's the same. You could be the same. The Shaila where it finishes. You could go to Hashem, you could go to Azazel. You could think your life is gishmak, and you could think your life is terrible. But the question is, what is the real on top? A person has emunah. I saw once a vote for the whole Yom Kippurim, forgot the name of the Gedolim. He said, it's a kasha. I'll say first the vote, then the kasha. He said, a lot of people like a melam tzchus, klal Yisrael, elika klal Yisrael, elika klal Yisrael, elika klal Yisrael. They think that they're the bodhichitta. So he said, a big yesoy. No, you can't be the bodhichitta. Only the bodhichitta can be a bodhichitta. It's a kasha. We really not avoid the Yom Kippurim. Why the Kohen Gadol went and Big Day Lavan? Because Big Day Zov, Kitrug of the Egel. So why during the day, when he didn't go into Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wore Big Day Zov? Why did he go to Big Day Lavan the whole time? If it's a good... So you're right, they say, Lifnai Velifnai, Mazem Meshaneh, Lemaise. If it's a Kitrug of Big Day Zov, wear Big Day Lavan the whole time? We're big deal. What is the difference when you give Musar or not? He says, when you speak to people, you have to remind them that there is. You're not allowed to learn Schus and Ben. You're not allowed to learn Schus and Ben. You're not allowed to learn Schus. So when you do Balaam Mitzchus, this is very important. The Balaam went to the Chibayim Shalem to Balaam Mitzchus. Bashefer, your kids. Bashefer, your kids. Thus, yeah. I'm not to tell people, understand them. He said, the Kohen Gadol, when he's outside, he wears big dissolve. Members given a ego. Do tshuva, klal Yisrael. Yeah. Lifnei v'lifnim, no one sees it. No, with the Ribbono shel Olam, no kitrug of klal Yisrael. With the Ribbono shel Olam, all the klal Yisrael are good. When you daven, don't say, Hashem, my friends are bad people. These don't forget. They don't complain. They say, everyone is good. They're beat about the chief. But when you're with people, don't try to say, Eli Ge'idin, understand them. Chas v'sholem. But meret of mensch, I'm not saying it's a mitzvah to speak bad in Klal Yisrael, chas v'sholem, to beit zilaz in Klal Yisrael. But a lot of people, the whole time is, no, it's b'seiras, b'seiras, b'seiras. I've given Musar to do tshuva. Why to say it's b'seiras? The place to mishane is when he speaks of the Ribbono shel Olam. Now, the Pasuk says, so he changed from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zov. Lavan Zov, Lavan Zov. Bo. The Poshas is Big Day Abot. The Rochatz Besoroi Bamaim. The Lobash is Godo V'yotzov Oso Yisrael Oso. So when the Avodah finishes, the last time, he takes off the Big Day Lavan, he hides it, he goes to the Mikveh, he puts Big Day Zov. The Shaila is, why has to go to the Mikveh? He's the Spitz Kodesh now. Every time before Big Day Lavan, he finished Big Day Lavan. Now he's going down. The Teretz says, there's a big Yisoid. We say in the morning, Mizmor Shechanukah Sabayis LeDovid. It's a beautiful vote from Zalman. Arimimcha Hashem Kidilisoni Velei Simach Po'i Veli. Hashem Eleikai. Shivati Yeilecho Vatir Po'i. David HaMelech is standing at the Chanukah Sabayis Beis HaMikdash. And one he says, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. Hashem, we're building Beis HaMikdash. Arimimcha Hashem Kidilisoni Velei Simachta Oyveli. Hashem Alekai, Shivati Elecha Vatir Poein. Hashem, I was sick and you made me healthy. What is the Shaychus? I was sick and you made me healthy. What is the Gea? He's talking now in Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, Arumimcha Hashem Tidisoni Bnei Simach Ta'oi Veli, Hashem Alekai, Shivati Elecha Vatir Poein. So Zalman said like this, what is Negev to Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis to say thank you that he was sick? Zog du bis Zalman, gewaldig gewalt. David the Melech for sure, when he was sick and became healthy, he said, thank you. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me a life. He said like this, Rab Saad Yigoen, every day did tshuva. Why? He said, yesterday I said sorry from Hashem. I thought Hashem is, today that I chap, what is Hashem much more? The sorry of yesterday was not the right sorry. Every day I became a bigger person, I'm chapping, I have a bigger asoge, what I was choytel, if my melech malcham lochim. David HaMelech, he said thank you. But when he was zeiche to build Beis HaMikdash, not the whole thing, to have the Yesoides, so he realized that his goof was zeiche to Ashras HaShechina, thank you again, Hashem, for giving me such a life. You gave me a better life, a quality life, a life that I could be making Mokim Ashras HaShechina. Before I had a life that I could do mitzvahs. Now I was zeiche to build the place of Hashem. So again, Mizmor Shel Chanukas HaBayis, thank you again for making me healthy. The Kohen Gadol has to tovel, but after Avodas Yom HaKippurim, when the Kohen Gadol became to a different hasoge, he was mechuyav anaya tvile, anaya hasoge. When a person comes. When a person comes to the right hanoge, to the right argoshe, who is the ribayna shalaylam? He's mechuyev on a different tvile. So you write that he was toivel in the morning, but he was a regular person. Now that he's in a different madrege, he's standing in a different place, he's mechuyev under a tvile. Then the pasuk is mamshich gedoyshim tiyu. Ki kodesh ani Hashem. Rashi says, if you prushim in harayis, this is what Rashi brings down. So, better. Gdoishim to you, don't do Gilei Arayis. The Ramban brings down, Ken Piresh Rashi, Aval Beteras Koyanim Raisi, Prushim to you, V'chein Shoninu, the famous Ramban, everyone knows it, V'iskadishtem V'isikdoishim, Ki Kodesh Ani, Keshem Shani Kodesh, Kachatem, Keshem Shani Porush, V'lefidaiti, Ein HaPrishus Azol Lifresh Mendivrei Arayis. Hashem says, Kodeshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani. I'm Kodesh, you be Kodesh. What Hashem means, I don't do Arayis. Do you? Ramban, I don't think you could say that. Va'inyan Ki Ziro HaToyro Ba'arayis U'ma'acholim Va'atoyro Vio Ish Be'ishtoi Ve'hitiro Ish Be'ishtoi Ve'achil Asboso Yimken Yimtso Balatai Ve'mogim Liyos Shotuf Be'zimas Ishtoi O'inosho V'arabim Velias Besei Veyayim Vezorele Boso. Vienovel Bushusatere, Lefichoch Boakosu Vacharsheporata Isurim, Vetsiva Bedovor Kloli, Sheni Yeprushim, Yemayet Bemishkol, Vikadesh Atzmoy, and Ramban is Mamshich. Kadesh atzmecho b'muto lecho. This is the famous Ramban. Kadesh atzmecho b'muto lecho. So I think everyone knows this Ramban. But I was mekabel from my rabbeim that the Ramban of Kadesh atzmecho b'muto lecho. And I don't think there's no one that doesn't know this Ramban. Yeah. When you come to the Shomayim, they will ask you, so you mekayim Kadesh atzmecho b'muto lecho or not? I will explain. I'm not saying now. People say, I'm not holding you. I'm not holding you. First, I say, Alamo, when I was a bacher, I said, one day, become bar mitzvah, I will start with mechaven betfilah. Became bar mitzvah, I said, I'll get married, then my tefillahs will be shtar. Get married, I said, I have kids, my tefillahs will be shtar. Had kids, I said, no, I'll start to say shir, my kids will be shtar. I said, no, when I'll marry after my kids, then my tefillahs will start. And my kids said, yeah, well, they're a shir, one day I'll start to be mechaven. I don't know what to say now. Now, a person says, "Kedoshim Tino, Prishas is not for me now." Well, so I heard from Rabbi saying, every bacher, every guy that has a ben aliyah has the mitzvah. What is the pshat? Emotion, a guy loves to eat pizza. When he eats pizza, you know, he forgets about the whole world. The biggest pie, the biggest... Hold yourself sometimes. Today not. Today not. Not so. Sometimes you're hungry, you didn't have what to eat. Sometimes you have what to eat, but you know, it'll be good enough to order just another pie. Kaddish Asmucha B'muta. It's a mitzvah. It's not, like I would say, so what I'm doing, it's not shtusim. No. Kaddish Asmucha B'muta. Ki Kodesh Oni. That's what the Ramban. It's not extra. Again, it doesn't mean a person... Person who goes to a wedding, they have like a fist of ice cream, like mom's like a schmack of matzah with some chocolate crunch. So, this one time, eat one, you're finished. Like, why not one more? I'm not speaking now about the diet, you boy, yeah? But like sometimes you know yourself that it's good, yeah? You're good. Kaddish Atzmich HaKadot. And when a person will come to the Shemayim, they will ask him. They will not ask you, okay, so what, you fast? And I'm not holding there, it was disturbing my learning. So then you eat the lunch and you should, everything is good, you know? Why not take one more? If it would not be, you would be okay, you would leave already. It doesn't mean every day, but a person has to. So it's interesting. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'emor yidaber el kol hadas Yisrael. The first Rashi, melamed shenemro parshezu behakel. Rashi says that Kedoshim Tiyu was said in front of Gantz Klal Yisrael together. Melamed shenemro parshezu behakel. Why parshezu had to be said behakel? Melamed shenemro parshezu behakel. Why this parsha had to be said behind? So it's brought down. The Rambam in Hilchis Deyes says that when a person wants to become a better person and it's bad people, so he has to go to live in the deserts. Because he will not learn out from the bad people. That is true. But it doesn't help a person to grow. A person grows when he's around people that grow. All this came back in Ben Azmanim. We know Ben Azmanim, if you learn 2-3 hours, you feel very good. Right? Some people 5 hours, they feel good. And then when you finish Mesifte, you're in that mode that you can learn 12 hours. When you're in Yeshiva Gedolah, yeah? You go home, you're a Choshev guy, 4 or 5 hours, you feel Mamash a Choshev guy. Yeah? You come to Yeshiva, if you learn 5 hours a day, you feel like a Sheget. Well, you're like a shagetz. What is the difference? Because you're surrounded with people that are like that. A person has to know to put himself surrounded with people that are bnei aliyah. So when Moshe Rabbeinu came to say the parsha of Kedoshim to you, he said, how do you make a matzah of Kedoshim to you? If you have that crowd of Kedoshim to you, you will manage. A guy, he goes to a deer. There's guys that do schwache Sachen. He becomes a schwache. He becomes a low guy. Even if Lama Zachem all day stay in the deer and he goes to learn and it doesn't stir his asmode. But, you know, they pressed. They go away to Shabbos, to Tapuach, to all different places, yeah? He also wants to go. He also has Musagim. But if he's with a crowd of Til Shavuos, they don't leave yeshiva. So he also doesn't leave. He doesn't have a tzad to leave. It's only a question of what is the crowd? What is the crowd? It's only a question, what is the crowd? What crowd you put yourself? So the pasuk says, "Daber el kol adas bnei Yisrael, Moshe." If you want Klal Yisrael to be kedoshim to you, if you want them to reach that madrege, if kedoshim to you, the only way to reach kedoshim to you is if you put everyone together. If you put everyone together, ki kodesh ani Hashem elokeich. And the question is, what kind of answer is it? Kedoshim to you, ki kodesh ani Hashem elokeich. I'm Kodesh, so what do you want from us? The answer is, and listen very carefully, people have a mistake. I said it really a lot of times in Chumash. We'll say it again. If you will go back 500 years ago, you will ask someone, what is Gan Eden? You know, our great-grandparents jumped into the fire in Spain for not kissing this cross. What they thought they're getting upstairs. Speaking of the Pashto people and the Chashev people. What they thought. A building, beautiful building. If it's hot, you press a button, it's cold. If you're warm, if you're cold, you press a button. If you need drink, open the tap, water will come out. You need soda, a couple different flavors. You want ice, it's a machine. They didn't know it, but they... You don't have to go to the steps. It'll be a machine that will pick you up the steps. Laundry, you just throw it into a circle, it will come out clean. Dishes, just... No candles, press buttons, there's light. You don't have to get up, you have like a little mold in your hand. Someone could picture what else he needs in Gan Eden, and what else he needs. He didn't know what a sushi all about. No, what else? What else he would dream to have? A huge piece of chicken? He even didn't know what is a steak. Well done. What did he dream? Instead of water, wine. That was the only good dream that they had. This is Gan Eden. If you tell someone today, now put you in such a house forever, he'll tell you this is called jail. What he wants in Gan Eden? Planes, private jet, you know, yachts, food, right? They tell him, no, tzaddikim neni miziv ha-shechina. He says, yeah, for sure tzaddikim, but I hope that we'll also be gishmak. Yeah? No, tzaddikim amare neni miziv ha-shechina, but... What is the answer? Why in the Shemayim it will be nothing from yachts and planes, only tzaddikim neni? Because the answer is, Olam Hazeh is not a real thing. Even gishmak of Olam Hazeh is not a real thing. Why? It's very gishmak. Well, years ago, they thought that a house with light and air conditioning is beautiful. You couldn't dream for more. The world moved away, space, everything became available. So that is what we dream about. And those couple of years that everyone will have a private plane, so what will be Olam Haba? And the famous Goyen says, Mevorechecho Avorech, Umekalelcho Orech. God says that the people that are going to bench you, I will bench them before they bench you. Then they'll give you broche, houses. Because if they will not have money, so they can't give you a broche. What do they give you a broche? His asogis is $1,000. So, but the people that are going to curse you, so they're going, forget, I will never give them tzoras before they curse you, because then they could really curse you. I'll give them he will not fall asleep. That's the end of bracha. But if the guy will be nevach, will not have hands and feet, but his klal will be that you will not have a hand and a feet. So Olam Hazeh, really, the reason it's not Gashmi, because Gashmi is not real. Go to the best wedding 500 years ago. What do you think they served? The most chashuv wedding. The dishes we stole were from gold. Everyone had water on his table. Everyone got a white bread, piece of chicken. someone was a slave standing there with a paper to make like wind for you. What else? Wine. Today, if we're going to have such a wedding, I feel nevachlik. If the air conditioner went off and there's candles on the table and there's no lights. So Olam Hazeh is really how much a person wants Olam Hazeh. Yeah? I remember when I was a kid, the guy had a phone. Cell phones. Like a big phone. Like he felt like a king. A huge big phone, yeah. You dial like I think out of 10 times one catch. And the guy that had that phone, everyone was standing like in the street behind him to follow that guy. Today, the guy doesn't have fifth, sixth generation, yeah? iPhone number 6, yeah? He doesn't feel... Now, he doesn't feel rich that he has an old little shvache phone. So again, and that dream was that the richest guy in his car, he had like a phone hanging. Yeah, yeah, there's taxis, yet that had a phone, big black phone. It's very chashu. Why I'm saying that? Why it's important to say that? Because the answer is how much we like Olam Hazeh and we enjoy it. It's not the real payment. It can't be the real payment. Because that is not a real payment. Because if that would be the real payment, what the people 200,000 years ago wanted for payment, today it's bankrupts. We don't want it. This is the reason Ruchnius is the real answer. And Gashmius is not even a payment. Hashem says, Kedoshim tiyu ki kodosh oni. That is real. When you see Gashmius and you have a taiva, and you're eating another ice cream because it's gishmak, this is fake. I mean, tachlis abriya, we understand, we're not going into tzimtzum, but we know that everything is boi ro'ilam be'etzim. Einoi milvado, there's no world chus. There's no place chus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not saying it's the whole Balatani and the Goyim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is molekol ha'olam kvoidoi. There's nothing else in the world chus from dveikus ba'Hashem is borach. And Hashem is Gdusha. So if you put yourself Kodesh, you're closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if not, you're not. So what is the point to eat the ice cream? To eat the ice cream is one step down. So you're right, we're not holding there. But the Shaila is, if you aim to get there, if you want to get there. Hashem said, Pischu li Pesach ki pitchu yishel machas, v'ani eftach lachem Pesach ki pischu yishel ulo. A person comes to the Shemaim, they ask him, Kedoshim tiyu, given a ge'a badir or nish given a ge'a badir? You could say, I'm the biggest bal tzedoke, I'm the biggest bal chesed, I'm the biggest. Kedoshim yu mekayim or Kedoshim yu not mekayim? I want to tell you, you're young, my age is really a little bit late. If you start with little things, well, I'm not saying not to eat. I'm saying on the second ice cream, I'm saying you already ate 2 pieces of pizza. You could eat another half. You buy another triangle just to have that half, yeah? But stuff till the end. Kedoshim tiyu, nothing will happen as nish. Nothing will happen as nish. Nothing will happen as that. You have a nice suda that you can have a very good time on Shabbos and then go back to yeshiva. Those places, like if so I'll go up to Idil on Shabbos, you know, maybe the suda are better meat. And because of that, I'm not learning because of that. This is Kedoshim to you. This is Kedoshim to you. It's a Nishkin Kedoshim to you. If a person wants, that is the Koyach. That is the Koyach. And this is Be'etzim, the king. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tuzach, Kedoshim to you, ki Kodoshani. This is the Ramban. I'm saying, you have to know, the Ramban holds it's a mitzvah's esse. It's a chiyuv. It's a mechanishkin of Musa. But the klal is mitzvah zuzok drashi nemro behakir. This is said to a crowd. The reason it's matzliach when you have a crowd. If you don't have a crowd that do it together with you, there's no chance to be matzliach. It's only matzliach when you have a crowd. It's really late. ולסיסנו אסוכיחו בלבבכו, הכיח תכיח לסמיתכו, ולסיסנו אלפכי, לסיקום ולסיתו, ואהבת לריח וכמויכו, אני השם אלוקיכו. מפורשים אקספלין, לסיסנו אסוכיחו בלבבכו, הכיח תכיח לסמיתכו, what is the shaykhs of the two mitzvahs? One mitzvah pshat is, the Rambam learns, and if you hate someone, there's a mitzvah to speak it out. Because if you don't speak it out, sometimes you hate him forever, and it's not even true. But the Mefoshim say a different pshat. It says, there's a midah roh about people, that they're not moichiach different people sometimes, only because they don't want the other person to be better from them. Now, the shaykhs in the street, they tell you, I put yarmulke tefillin. But the guy that is with you in yeshiva, and he's slipping a little bit, you're very happy that he slips. No, I'd rather stay from, but Baruch Hashem, he's a little bit less masmi. I'm up. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Leisisna esrichicho bilvovecho hoicheach teichiach. Tell him you're schmoozing too much. Change a chavrusa. I could be, if you'll change a chavrusa, you'll be a better guy. He's a guy. He has a lot of money. But he's not behaving. You're very happy. At least he's not becoming a choshe balabas. He's curious. He will start a chavda for yoimi. He'll be also da for yoimi and also money. And he'll be a shnigam uchash for you. You're very happy. You joke with him. When you make the chizik da for yoimi, you don't call him. You're scared of him. What will be? He'll be also the richest guy, and also Chasha Balalas. I'll be out of the picture. So, Leisis lo asochicho bilvovecho, haicheach techiach samitzicho. People don't realize it. If you open your eyes, you will see it, Kaseva. You don't stop people doing things. The pasuk is mamshich, ve'ohavto l'reach u'kamoicho. But I heard as another pshat, they say a maise from the Chofetz Chaim. I'll finish the maise. Chofetz Chaim went once to an inn. He was sitting there like a huge, massive guy. He came, started to eat like an animal. He looked Jewish. So Chofetz Chaim asked me, Chofetz Chaim got up, he wanted to tell him something. On a broche, on Golish. So the guy in charge in the inn told Chofetz Chaim, Rebbe Lozop, he's a kid, he was, you know, from the Katistin, the one that was he was taken from his spirit, 7 years old, to the Russian army for 30 years. And everybody's gone. Chofetz Chaim says, no, I have to go over to him. Chofetz Chaim went over to him, said, Shalom Aleichem, the guy didn't know who he is. Says, I heard that you're a kid that was taken 7 years old, and you were 30 years in the Russian army, and they tried every time to make you a goy, and they were beating you up, and you never gave up, and you never gave up. Such a Kiddush Hashem, I'm jealous. I would have that schus. I know you get Gan Eden. I would be with you. Alevai, I would be in your car. The guy started to cry. He realized who is the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim told him, only shtal tzachtzu, a person like you with such a Gan Eden, says a shehakel near Bidvoria, where it's holding. So the Chofetz Chaim said, if you understand the person and you come from the place that you understand the person, he will accept every musr. When you want to give musr to a person, if you will understand him, from where he's coming, why he's doing, then the Musa will be accepted. Good shots. Come upstairs and go see the Nega.